Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to talk about the Sabbath. From Friday night, 6 p.m. to Saturday night, 6 p.m. is the Sabbath. It's a special time. The Father has sanctified that time for us. It's the ending of the week, and the week starts at 6 p.m. on Saturday night. And I want to show you in this teaching, there's a special relationship between the Sabbath and Sunday and the rest of the week. Remember in Genesis 1, it says evening and morning were the first day. Please turn with me to Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, the Father ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And he blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which the Father created and made. Please turn to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Starting verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You see, the Sabbath is not just for the Jews. The Sabbath was given before there was any Jewish race. In verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Father. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Father made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Father blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. See, the Sabbath day is the first day after he created everything, and he spent time with his creation. He wanted to fellowship with them, and them to fellowship with him. And it's the same thing right now. The Father is yearning to fellowship with us on the ending of the week, so he can show us what we did right during the week, what we did wrong, pat us on the back, just correct us, and give us a brand new start for the first day of the week or Sunday. See, if the Father tells you to go to church on Sunday, you need to spend the time with the Father on the Sabbath so you can get ready for church and have more power. Turn with me to the book of Acts, please. The book of Acts. Acts chapter 13. Acts 13, verse 42. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Verse 44. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of the Father. See, it was the Sabbath day. The Sabbath was very special to the apostles because the Father had sanctified that day and he wanted to spend the time with him. Turn with me to Acts 16. Acts 16, verse 13. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spoke unto the women which resorted thither. And we know that Paul and Silas were arrested. They're thrown into prison. And verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto the Father. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. See, Saturday night at midnight was Sunday. So they were praising and worshiping the Father on the Sabbath. And on Sunday, the power fell. There was an earthquake and everybody was free. See, there's a relationship between the Sabbath and Sunday. You just can't bypass the Sabbath and go to Sunday. You're not going to have all that power that he wants you to have in your life. And turn with me to Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 14. Romans chapter 14, in verse 5. One man esteemed one day above another. Another esteemed every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. See, some people would try to use that to say that the Sabbath is just like any other day, but it's not. He's not even talking about the Sabbath. He's talking about eating, because in verse 3, let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And verse 6, he that regardeth the day regardeth unto the Father, and he that regardeth not the day to the Father, he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Father, but he giveth the Father thanks, and he that eateth not to the Father, he eateth not and giveth the Father thanks. He's talking about food. It's not talking about the Sabbath versus other days in the week. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I've given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as the Father had prospered him, and that to be no gatherings when I come. And then he wanted to take the collections to Jerusalem in verse 3. So upon the first day of the week. The first day of the week starts at 6 p.m. on Saturday. So some people say, well, here, he's having a service on the first day of the week. No, on the Sabbath was the service, and he had the collections that they had to get to Jerusalem on the first day of the week. When it says, let every one of you lay by him in store, in the Greek it says, by their house. So on the first day of the week, Paul was going to pick up these offerings and bring them to Jerusalem. That's what he's talking about. It's so important that you recognize that. In the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 16, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or the new moon or the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the body, the word is in italics, it wasn't there, but the body of Christ. So he's saying the only one who can judge you in the Sabbath is the body of Yeshua. See, it's not saying that the Sabbath was done away with. Matter of fact, in Isaiah 66, verse 23, the Bible says that from one Sabbath to another, this is during the time of the millennium, when everybody become to Jerusalem to worship Yeshua, from one Sabbath to another Sabbath, they're going to come. So the Sabbath's not done away with. And Yeshua said, even in the last days, don't let your flight be in on the Sabbath. So the Sabbath's not done away with. It's just the enemy trying to take you out of fellowship with the Father. Another thing I want to talk about are these holidays versus the feast days. You find that from my book, Noon, I talk about when Yeshua was born in the first chapter. He was born on Passover. He died on Passover. He was exactly 33 years old when he died. And it's in my book, Noon, and again in the first month. What Constantine has done is substitute Christmas for Hanukkah. See, Hanukkah is a beautiful feast. If you turn with me to John chapter 10, John chapter 10. See, Hanukkah is the Feast of Dedication. And Solomon, after he had finished the temple, he dedicated to the Father and said, Father, I want your eyes, your heart, and your name to be in the temple. And the Father said, my eyes, my heart, and my name will perpetually be in the temple. So in John chapter 10, verse 22, and it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of Dedication, or Hanukkah, and it was winter. See, Hanukkah sounds so Jewish to us that it's not part of us, but it is. And Yeshua walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. He walked Solomon's temple. And he fulfilled what the Father said he was going to do. My eyes, my heart, my name will be there. Yeshua is the Father manifest in the flesh. I just did a study on the Trinity. Yeshua is the Father manifest in the flesh. His eyes and his heart and his name. And Yeshua comes from Yahweh. Y-A-H-S-H-U-A comes from Y-A-H-W-E-H. So when you honor Hanukkah, the Father can bring long-awaited promises to you. He promised to Solomon that his eyes, his heart, and his name would be there. And so on Hanukkah, the Father can bring long-awaited promises to be fulfilled into our lives. And on this feast day, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, Yeshua said, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. This is a feast day where he said that he's the Father manifest in the flesh. In verse 37, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe that the works, that you may know that the Father is in me and I in him. That's like an iceberg in the ocean. The ocean's in the iceberg, and the iceberg's in the ocean, but the iceberg's given a form to the ocean. The Father was manifest in the flesh in Yeshua. So it's just so important you realize about Hanukkah and go to the Father about it, because the devil wanted to substitute Christmas for Hanukkah to take that beautiful feast out of your life. And for Passover is such a beautiful time. Yeshua was born on Passover, and he died on Passover. And the enemy wants to put Easter in there instead of Passover. In Acts chapter 12, it says that Peter was kept after Easter, but it's not. In the Greek, it's Passover. See, the enemy wants to put Easter in there. So you have to be very careful, because these holidays will bring Satan into your life. And the enemy's trying to get the believers away from the feast days and not even approach the feast days and have these holidays. And if you go back in your life, you'll find that Satan entered into your life when you started celebrating Christmas and these other holidays. Because the ball on the Christmas tree is for Baal, the sun god. You brought Satan into your house when you brought the tree and all the decorations, all the stuff you did just what Satan wanted. We all did it. But the Father wants to set you free from that and focus on his feast days. That's why my book, Noon and Seasons, are so very important. And also the new year. He wanted January 1st to be the new year. It was a time of drunken orgies, and he wanted to make that the beginning of the year. We know that Nisan 1 is the beginning of the year from my past teaching. And Nisan 1 this year is April 8th at 6 p.m. The devil just wanted to get you away from the Father's feast days and have these substitutions which are pagan in origin. And even Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, you can read on my website at henrywalker.org about Valentine's Day. Pagan in origin. And matter of fact, Cupid is a demon that gives people heart attacks. That's why he's pictured with an arrow shooting into somebody's heart. That's what is hearts of candy. You have to be very careful what you engage in. If it's not in the Bible, stay away from it. So many believers are keeping traditions that are not in the Bible, and they're allowing Satan access into their lives and their families. It's just so important you realize that and pray about it. Because the Father, there's so many things on his feast days. Again, Yeshua was born on Passover, died on Passover. And he had Passover and 7 days unleavened bread. And on the eighth day, every male child had to be circumcised. So Yeshua was born on Passover. On the eighth day, he had Passover and 7 days unleavened bread. He was circumcised. So he fulfilled the last day unleavened bread by being circumcised on the last day unleavened bread. And we can see that Jericho came down on the last day unleavened bread. It came in near Jericho on Passover. They had to go around Jericho for 7 days, 13 times. On the last day of unleavened bread is when Jericho came down. And in Acts chapter 27, 28, they were rescued on Passover, the 14th day of Nisan. It's just so important you realize that everything major in the Word was done on a feast day. When Abraham saw in Genesis 22, when Abraham saw Yeshua hanging up there in the future for us, that was on Passover, you see? It's just so beautiful. If you order my books and read my books, it'll help you so much. But you have to be careful you don't have an open door for Satan into your life. You really have to worship the Father and the days that he set up and be on his calendar, not the Gregorian calendar. The day doesn't start at 12:01 a.m. That's the pagans. That's the Romans who set that up. January 1st was set up by the pagans, the Romans. You have to follow the Father's timetable and his calendar. And let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on our radio as a point of contact. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there right now. Minister healing, deliverance to them right now. Father, do a miracle in their lives where they need it the most in the mighty name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. The books I'm talking about are Seasons and Noon. And also my Demystifying the Trinity, which I had 4 broadcasts about. You can get these books by calling me. But first of all, we're going to sell you these books at $5 each, which is my course. And if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. But you can call me at 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. And if you have any questions on my teaching today or any other broadcast or on my website at henrywalker.org, just give me a call. We just want to help you. But you got to pray about the message today, that you really have to search these holidays out and see where they originated from and how they all have pagan origins, but the feast days are all for Yeshua. And the enemy tried to substitute these holidays for the feast days. Don't let him do it. Go to the Father. Most people follow this tradition, and the devil's moving in their lives and moving in their lives, and they don't even realize it because they gave place to the devil. Ephesians 4:27, don't give place to the devil. So in closing, don't let Satan substitute his holidays for the Father's feast days in your life. Don't open up the door to the devil. And don't let Satan substitute his doctrine of the Trinity, three persons in the Godhead, with the real Trinity, which is the Father manifesting himself as the Father, in the Son, and as the Holy Spirit. And you can listen to this broadcast and my prior 4 broadcasts on the Trinity or any other prior broadcast by going to WCNO.com, click on demand, click on the arrow on the top, go back to God's Timing is Everything, and click on it, and there'll be a listing of any prior broadcasts. So remember, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he, your Father, in you than he that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7 inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
God bless you. My name is Pastor Edmundo Rivera. My wife and